Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. We are back with more Eden's Ritter. Alright, so you guys know what we're in for. I've actually looked it up. There's a lot of Monster Non-Con in this, so I know a lot of you ladies are really interested in Monster Non-Con. Don't ask me how I know. Alright, let's get started. At the palace guard's announcement, the entire room stood up in unison and knelt before me.
これはセシリー様。お忙しいところ、わざわざのご足労。感謝の極みにございます。
Princess Cecily, allow me to express my sincerest gratitude to you for taking time out of your busy schedule to attend this meeting. The man, considerably taller than the others in the room and garbled in extravagant robes, approached me before kneeling at my feet.
いえ。良いのですよ。父上が病に伏せっておられる今、祭りごとはあなたに一任されています。
It is no trouble at all. After all, you have been entrusted with the kingdom's governance in my ailing father's stead.
私などでよろしければ、いつでも好きなように呼び立ててください。
If I may ever be of assistance to you, please do not hesitate to call upon me.
これはもったいないお言葉。このルドルフ。姫様のそのご信任にお答えすべく、これからますます骨を砕く所存にて。
Please, I am not worthy of such words, that you, your highness, should place such faith in me. I, Rudolph, must endeavor to work harder than ever. I extended an arm to him, and Rudolph, taking my fingers, gave the back of my hand a gentle kiss.
姫様、どうぞこちらへ。
This way, your highness.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you, Noin.Noin escorted me to my seat, where I sat.
さて、本日私が呼ばれた理由をお聞かせいただく前に、皆さんには国王たる父上になり代わり、改めて私から謝辞を。
Now, before you tell me why you have summoned me today, allow me once more to extend my gratitude to all who are present here, on behalf of my father, the king.
エルアラド聖騎士団団長ノエイン。生徒に侵入した魔物の討伐。実にご苦労でした。
Noin, commander of the Elorardian Holy Guard, I would also like to commend your efforts in eliminating the monsters that attacked our holy capital.
は、お褒めに預かり、光栄の至りです。
It brings me great honor to receive such praise.
それに関して、私からは謝罪を、ノエイン殿。
I must also take this opportunity to offer my deepest apologies, Commander Noin.
生徒の留守を預かっておきながら、傭兵のミスにより生徒への魔物の侵入を許してしまった。
I took charge of protecting the capital in your absence, but an oversight in my orders to the troops allowed the demons to invade the city.
いや、その件については誰もが責められるべき日を負っている。
No, for that we must all carry the blame.
私もあの時まさか魔物が別方向から攻めてくるなど思っていなかった。
I too failed to anticipate that the monsters might attack us from another direction.
魔物にあのような高等な知識などないと思い込んでいたのだ。
I was under the impression that the beast lacked the intelligence to do so.
ルドルフ殿、あなたは残った騎士と兵を束ね、よく戦ってくださった。
Archbishop Rudolph, the knights and soldiers that remained fought gallantly under your command.
その通りです。王陛下がご無事なのはあなた様のおかげ。感謝されこそすれ。攻められる道理はございますまい。
Precisely. It is all thanks to you that the king is safe. You deserve our gratitude. There is no reason to blame you.
そう言っていただけると救われます。
I am humbled by your kind words.
皆々様もよく働いてくださいました。おかげで民への被害を最小に減らせたことと思います。
Each and every one of you perform your roles most admirably. It is thanks to your combined efforts that the harm which befell our people was minimized.
お褒めに預かり、恐悦至極に存じます。
I am overjoyed to receive such praise.
国のため、姫君のため、これからも我ら一同、身を粉にして働いてまいります。
It is both for the sake of our country and our princess that we all dedicate ourselves to working as hard as we can.
期待していますよ。
Good. I expect nothing less from you. Once I had given my thanks to all the retainers in the room, I turned my gaze to the map spread out upon the table.
お話の故障を追ってすみませんでした。 では、ルドルフ様。
Forgive me for my interruption. Archbishop Rudolph, if you please.
は、では、軍議に戻りましょう。
Yes, let us resume our council of war. Archbishop Rudolph grabbed his staff and began to speak.
先日の我が国に対する魔物の侵攻は大規模なものでした。これにより、国内数カ所の村が焼かれ、その被害は生徒にまで及びました。
Several days ago, our kingdom suffered a large-scale attack. Since then, several villages within the kingdom have been burned to the ground, which has taken its toll on the capital.
私の部下の計算ですと、兵士1万、国民1600名が犠牲になったとのことです。
According to the estimates of one of my men, the lives of over 10,000 soldiers and 1,600 villagers were lost.
そうですか。
Oh dear!
せめてもの救いは、焼かれた村に対して、民草の被害が最低限度に抑えられたことですな。
It is at the very least a small comfort to know that the damage inflicted to the villagers during the fires was kept to a minimum.
ルドルフ殿が早々にエルアラド聖騎士団の派遣をお決めくださったからですな。
For that, we must thank Archbishop Rudolph for his prompt decision to dispatch the Illyrian Holy Guard.
さよう。領地を治める騎士諸侯からも、助成くださったルドルフ様に対する感謝を示す書状が相次いで送られてきておるとのよし。
Indeed, we have received numerous letters of gratitude from the knights and nobles who govern the land to Archbishop Rudolph for the support he provided.
いやいや、私などは何も。真に感謝されるべきは、命を賭して戦った兵と、そしてそれを率いてくださったノエイン殿であろう。
Please, please, I am undeserving of such praise. It is the brave knights who risked their lives and Commander Noin who led them to battle who truly deserve it.
それはもちろんですとも。
Ah, but of course!
ノエイン殿をなくしては、この国は立ち行きませぬからな。
This kingdom would surely perish if it were not for Commander Noin. Ha
ha ha ha. 話を進めてくれ、ルドルフ殿。
Let's just get on with this, Archbishop Rudolph. With a light shrug of her shoulders, Noin urged Archbishop Rudolph to proceed. Perhaps she felt embarrassed, though I also sense a severity in her tone.
これは失礼。先日の魔物の侵攻は食い止めましたが、調査の結果、魔物どもはまだ国内にとどまっているようなのです。
Forgive me, though we may have succeeded in holding back the invasion several days ago, I have received word that there are still remain monsters lurking within our kingdom. Oh no!
こちらをご覧ください、セシリー様。ここ、聖都セフィラムから南に下ったところに、マーニアという村がございました。
If you would please take a look at the map, Your Highness. There was a village south of our holy capital, Sepharam, known as Mania. He spoke of it in the past tense, which meant that it must have been one of the villages that had been burned. My brow furrowed as I thought of all the people who must have lived there.
どうやら退却した魔物たちは、この村を拠点にして再起の時を伺っておるようなのです。
It would seem that the monsters we expelled from our city have retreated to this village,and are awaiting their opportunity to strike back.
どのようになさるおつもりですか?
How do you intend to proceed?
当然このままにはしておけません。二度と民草に被害が及ばないよう、殲滅しておく必要があります。
Naturally, we cannot allow this to go unnoticed. You must exterminate them so that no harm may befall our people a second time.
ゆえに、ノエイン殿にはお疲れのところ申し訳ないが、聖騎士団を率いて、マーニアに遠征をしていただきたく。
Therefore, I must regretfully ask you, Commander Noin, to forego rest to lead the Illyrian Army Holy Guard on a mission to Mania.
それで、先ほどから再三聞いているが、我々がいない間、生徒の守備はどうするというのだ。
And then what? As I've asked you time and time again, how do you intend to protect the capital while we're gone? Ah, I nodded.Now I saw the reason behind Noin's temper. She was concerned for the capital and, dare I say, me. In addition to being commander of the Holy Guard, she was also a royal knight sworn to personal service to me. Perhaps she bore regret for being unable to protect me during the previous attack.
それについては心配めされるな。先ほどの戦いで魔物側は多くの損耗を出した。
There is no need for concern.
今の奴らに戦力を割くほどの余裕はあるまい。
The monsters suffered great losses in the previous battle. We need not divide our forces in order to deal with the few that remain.
それに、ヨシンバ別動隊がいたとしても、このルドルフ、二度も同じ失敗はせぬ。
And should there happen to be a separate swarm, I, Rudolph, shall personally see to it that the same mistake is not repeated.
この数日で生徒の守備兵を三倍に増やし、防御を固めてある。ノエイン殿が魔物を討伐し、戻ってくるまで余裕で持たせられよう。
In these past few days, we have strengthened our defenses threefold. We shall have more than enough men to protect us until you return from annihilating the beasts.
悪いが信用できない。討伐には私の腹心の部下を生かせ、私自身はここに残り、防衛の指揮を取る。
Sorry, but I can't trust you. I will send my best men on this expedition, but I shall remain here and command our defenses.
それで肝心の討伐が成功するのかね？損耗させたとはいえ、集まっている魔物は未だ数万を超えるという。
Do you truly believe that would suffice for such a crucial mission?Though their numbers may have been reduced, I hear that the beasts scattered in the village exceed the thousands.
そのような敵を相手に、その者は必ず討伐を果たせるというのかね。
Can you truly say with confidence that your men will prevail against a swarm of that number?
貴様、私の部下を愚弄しているのか。
Are you mocking my soldiers, old man?
そうではない。だが、それこそ私は信用できないということだ。
Not at all. I simply find it difficult to trust them with such certainty.
いいかね。私は国王に、そして姫君にご信任いただき、国を任されているのだ。
Understand this. I have been entrusted by both the king and the princess with the governance of the kingdom.
私は国を守らねばならない。そこに住まう民を守らなくてはならない。
It is my sworn duty to protect this kingdom, and it is my sworn duty to protect the people who live here as well. That is the responsibility which has fallen upon me.
故に、確実な方法をしか取るつもりはない。討伐部隊はノエイン殿、あなたに指揮を取っていただく。これはお願いではない。命令だ。
That is why I must choose the most dependable course of action. Commander Noin, you will lead the subjugation campaign. This is not a request, but an order.
Noin.
It pained me to see Noin so distressed.That is why I felt I had to give her the push that she needed.
Noin, 私からもお願いいたします。遠征に赴き、村を解放して差し上げてください。
Noin, I also wish to ask this of you. Go forth on this journey and liberate the village from these monsters.
そして、この国に真の安寧をもたらしてください。あなたが赴くと聞けば、民たちも安心するでしょう。
Then you may bring everlasting peace to our kingdom. After all, do the people not feel at ease when they know you are near?
Cecilia-sama.
But your highness! Noin hung her head and clenched her fists tight.
わかりました。Cecilia-sama のお望みとあらば、私直々に指揮を取り、見事魔物どもを蹴散らしてみせましょう。
I understand.If her highness so desires it, then I shall personally take charge of the expedition and slay those wretched beasts.
これは心強い。
That is most reassuring.
姫様のおっしゃられる通り、これで民たちも再度の侵攻に怯えることなく、安心して眠りにつけることでしょう。
Just as her highness suggests, the people will no doubt be able to rest easy once again without the fear of a second invasion hanging overhead.
それでは、早速準備に取り掛かっていただけますかな?
Then I suggest you waste no time in making preparations for this expedition.
わかっている。明朝出発する。留守は任せるぞ、ルドルフ卿。
I know. We shall embark in the morning. The kingdom's in your hands, Lord Rudolph. And without a further word, Noin rose from her chair and stormed out of the room.
Noin.
I stared at her back until she was gone, then let out a heavy sigh. It was for the best. It was for the good of our kingdom and our people. I mustn't let my fear of being apart from Noin interfere with my judgment.
どうかなさいましたか? ルドルフ様。
What is it, Archbishop Rudolph?
いや、これは失礼。私の勝手な推察ですが、ノエイン殿が遠征をなかなか承諾してくださらなかったのは、セシリー様がおんためかと。
Forgive me. I had rudely assumed that you would not so easily consent to Commander Noin embarking on this mission, Your Highness.
そう考えると、相変わらずお二人は仲がよろしいのだなと思った次第にございます。
I merely presume this as I know the two of you are very close.
姫様はノエイン殿と幼少の見切りより、まるで姉妹のように仲睦まじくお過ごしであらせられましたからな。
Our Highness and Commander Noin have known each other since they were very young. The two of them were raised together almost as if they were sisters.
しかし、ノエイン殿が騎士団長になってからというもの、離れてお過ごしになることが多くなってございますな。
However,
さぞ、寂しい思いをなさっておられることでしょう。
Ever since Noin became commander, the time that they must spend apart has only increased. It stands as no surprise that her highness must feel lonely.
確かにノエインと離れ離れになるのは寂しいですが、私も彼女ももう子供ではないのですから。
No, though it may be true that I harbor some loneliness being apart from Noin, the two of us are not children any longer. I stood up and did my best to muster a smile so as to conceal the unease within my heart.
それぞれに。なすべきことをなすのみです。
Each of us must do the things that are our duty. You summoned me here in order to help persuade Noin, did you not?
恐れながら、御意にございます。
I'm afraid that was indeed the case.
では、私はこれにて失礼いたします。教会にいますので、また何かご用があれば、使いの者をよこしてください。
Then I shall take my leave. I will be in the church, so if I may be of any further assistance, I ask that you send somebody for me.
なすべきこと。
We all do our duty. Remaining true to my words, I turned around and exited the hall. Every day seemed to bring more villagers chased out of their homes by monsters and seeking refuge in the capital.They would arrive at our gates, their faces worn with exhaustion, having narrowly escaped the fiend's ferocious wrath. And of course, they were exhausted. These are people who had lost their homes, their farms, and in some cases, even their families. We welcomed these refugees into the capital and provided them sanctuary in the church. We gave them lodgings and food and loaned them enough to support themselves until they could find new work. All this proceeded smoothly under the auspices of the Elorardian faith.I felt, for noble duties such as these that the church had been founded. And in that church, it was my duty to heal.
万物の根源にして、始祖
たち。She's doing the same prayer. The pain is gone.
あなたが今までなしてきた善行を神が見ていらっしゃったから感謝するべきは神とそして過去のそれこそ
が
はい
よかった
Like we get the idea The man and woman embraced each other as they exited the church We humans cherished our loved ones with all our hearts Or cherish our loved ones with all our hearts That is where strength and the beauty of people lies. My heart grew peaceful as I gazed at this loving couple, and I felt that this was the way all people should be.
大切な人。
We cherish our loved ones. The image of Noin entered my thoughts at that moment. 2 days had passed since she embarked on her journey to vanquish the beast gathered in the ruined village to the south. If things had gone as planned, she should have already arrived at her destination by now. Somewhere beneath the vast heavens, Noin was engaged in battle. I had to do my best like her.
次の方をお通ししてください。
Please invite the next patient to see me.
いえ、ですが、本日はこれで7人目です。連日の治療でお疲れでしょうし、そろそろお休みを取られた方が。
Certainly, but this will be the 7th person you've seen today. Surely you must grow weary from healing people day after day. Might I advise you to take a rest?
私の心配をしてくださっているのですね。ありがとうございます。
Thank you. I appreciate your concern for my well-being. I smiled at the priest who had been assisting me.
ですが、私はまだ大丈夫です。緊急度の高い方から順に、私の元に連れてきてください。
However, I feel quite well. Please bring to me those who require the most urgent attention first.
かしこまりました。
Certainly. The priest looked at me with increased concern, but realizing I had no intention of resting, he left to summon the next patient.
I
am truly blessed to be so loved by the people. That's why I must return their kindness with my own. It felt wrong to receive their adoration and give nothing in return. Forgive me for making you wait. The priest had returned, but something was wrong. I thought to ask one of the patients, but strangely, there was none in sight. The priest's face was twitching. He loomed there, unmoving in the entrance of the church. Is something the matter? Where's the next patient? Princess Cecily! You have to run! A monster is... Out from the priest's chest burst the head of a spear dripping in blood. I stood there, dumbfounded, unable to grasp what just happened. Stepping over the lifeless body of the priest and into the church was an orc. I see a lady. It was a half-man, half-beast. I'd heard of them in stories, but never before had I laid eyes on one. Oh, you're a holy woman, huh? A holy woman from the royal bloodline. You make a fine prey. Tugging his spear from the priest's back, the orc proceeded towards me with slow, heavy steps. It's a monster! At last, I snapped out of my daze and my legs began to respond. In a panic, I backed away from him, but my back soon hit the cold stone of the church's walls. But what are you doing here? I thought all the monsters in the capital had been annihilated! I hid until everyone was gone. I'm good at hiding, but now I'm getting hungry.
A
monster? What's a monster doing here? The priest is dead and Princess Cecily is...
Humans! So many humans! I'm gonna eat you all!
The monster turned and directed his spear towards the people who had entered the church. Stop! Although I was so scared that I wanted to run, I mustered up my courage and rammed myself into the orc. Though my hit managed to knock the orc's spear off target, the man collapsed to the floor. If I didn't do something, that man was sure to die. I must do something. If you're gonna eat us, then eat me first! I had no other choice than to offer myself as bait. What? The monster turned to face me. He had told me that I'd make a fine prey. If that were true, then surely he wouldn't want to let his fine prey escape. But I won't let myself be caught so easily. If you want to eat me, you'll have to catch me first. I grasped the hands of my skirt and ran away from there as fast as I could.
If you want to be eaten first so badly, then that's what I'll do.
Hold on. Can I do something? I don't think I can turn the monster volume off. Lust Fiends. I turn the Lust Fiends off. I can do the Lust Fiends. If you want to be eaten first so badly, then that's what I'll do. I knew I couldn't run outside the confines of the church, lest more innocent people get hurt. It would also be my advantage to escape from him in a place I knew well, like the church. After making up my mind and confirming that the orc was on my trail, I flung open the doors leading deeper into the church and ran. I ran and ran and ran, desperately looking for somewhere, anywhere with nobody around.
Night had fallen upon the capital, and few people remained in the church. But there was still the priest who lived within its walls, and when they heard me screaming as I ran down the hallway, they peered out from their rooms to see what was the matter.
Cecily-sama!
Princess Cecily! It's a monster! Do not leave your rooms! Understanding the severity of the situation, the priests retreated into their quarters like turtles receding into their shells.
There's no point in running. I will catch you!
The sound of his heavy footsteps echoed behind me. I did not need to look to know the orc was drawing closer. I will not let myself be caught. I was nearly out of breath, but I kept on running. I held my dress open at the slit, freeing my legs. For all my life, I had never been particularly adept at physical activities. I had lived the sheltered life of royalty, raised with maids and butlers at my beck and call, and did no strenuous exercise whatsoever. So considering that I had never needed to run for my life whilst clutching at my skirt like this, it was only inevitable that I would end up falling over. Because of course she did. I tripped up on the hem of my skirt and toppled to the ground. The orc was not far behind.
Oi, are we done playing chase already?
I grazed my knees as I fell. The cut stung with pain. I tried to stand up and could not find the strength in my trembling legs.
You're
an orc, aren't you?
That's right. I'm an orc. We're the cruelest out of everything you humans call monsters.
Using the tip of his spear, the orc poked at my protruding buttocks as I lay splayed on the ground. Because, I mean, who wouldn't? It's the protruding buttocks. I mean, come on. That hurts.
Aren't you gonna run? Then I'm gonna rape you, you understand? I'm gonna stick my thing in your pussy.
The orc pointed towards his swollen red penis. When two humans want to have a child, they make love. But a human female can still become pregnant even if her partner is not a human. Certain kinds of monsters are called demi-humans, such as orcs and goblins. And they're said to attack and impregnate human females.
Are you surprised? You'll get used to it soon. In fact, you'll be begging for more. Some females I've caught and raped have even come back for more after they were rescued.
Does that mean they were raped then? I mean, usually the victim... Hey, I want some more of that! Nope, that usually doesn't happen. not with real ones. The orc lifted up my skirt with his spear. Then to my shock, he leaned down, drew his nose close to my exposed buttocks, and began to sniff. Please stop that! My face became hot with embarrassment as I desperately rolled down my upturned skirt. The strength suddenly returned to my legs as if to buy me more time. Scrambling to my feet, I resumed my escape down the hallway.
Your ass smells so good. Speaking of sweat. And it's so big, I bet you could give birth to lots of strong children. Booty on the floor. I'm gonna rape you. I'm gonna screw you with my cock till your pussy gets soggy.
The orc continued his pursuit. He laughed as if he was enjoying the hunt. I knew if he caught me, he was gonna have his way with me. And not only that, but he was gonna impregnate me and then, oh, the mere thought of it repulsed me. Somebody, save! A cry for help almost escaped my lips, but I suppressed it before it came out. No! I told myself I would not get others involved. I must find a way to deal with this orc by myself. Crying for help would only result in the sacrifice of additional innocent lives, and that was the last thing I wanted. If I were gonna call for help, I would first need a plan to defeat this creature. First, I'd lock him in a room, and then...
Your ass looks so tasty as it shakes while you run. I'm gonna get you.
The orc threw his spear from behind me. Just as I was about to turn at the corner of the corridor, the orc's spear whooshed past me and stuck quivering in the wall. If I had been running even the slightest bit faster, it would have got stuck in my head instead. Once again, I felt the lower half of my body begin to tremble and I stumbled backwards. My body collapsed against the wall as I slowly sank to the floor. My nether regions felt warm and a strong stench hit my nostrils. I realized at that moment that I'd wet myself. Did you piss yourself, princess? Very good. That's my favorite smell. The orc lumbered towards me with heavy footsteps and stuck his head inside my skirt. What is that? Is that his tongue? To my shock, the orc had stuck his tongue out. Excuse me. The orc had stuck out his tongue and was now licking my nether regions. No! He's sniffing my urine and now he's licking me with his warm tongue! A loud slurping sound was coming from within my skirt. But this might be my chance! I might be able to defeat the orc while his vision was obscured by my skirt. But I didn't have a weapon. And even given a weapon, I would still lack the strength to deal a mortal blow to the orc's tough body. So somebody, help! I turned my head and noticed the orc's spear thrust into the wall beside me. If a priest were to take that spear and stab it deep into the orc, then the orc would be defeated. I thought this might be my only chance. Sir! I have no idea. I think maybe that's supposed to be him slurping? Something like that? The orc kept... Yeah, that's what he's doing. The orcs kept lapping at my nether regions through my underwear with his wet tongue. Again and again and again, as if parting the gap between my legs. Yum. Yum, yum. Surely we had better sex than that. My legs began to twitch as I let out a small whimper. Somebody, please come quick! And as if my prayers had been heard by the heavens, a priest appeared tiptoeing before me. Well, I used my eyes to signal with the spear to the priest so as not to alert the orc. The priest looked at me and the orc nestled between my legs, then nodded. Carefully and quietly, he reached for the spear still buried in the wall. But the strength of the orc's throat had plunged the spear deep. Unable to remove it, the priest started to panic. The taste of your sweaty pussy covered in piss was delicious! The orc lifted his head out from within my skirt. The priest froze. He held his breath. If the orc were to hear the priest now, then I would have lost my one and only chance. Then it would be this priest's life that was in peril. The tension was tight within the room. That moment felt like an eternity. But by some miracle, the orc did not turn around. Now it's your turn. Could this predicament really be considered a miracle? The orc grabbed the back of my head with both hands and pierced his thick lips against mine. He's kissing me. Oh, why did my first kiss have to be so? The orc's tongue forced my lips apart and pressed its way inside of my mouth, the same tongue that had been licking at my nether regions. No, this is wrong. So wrong. What do you think? This is what your pussy tastes like. Ain't it delicious? My very first kiss had been tainted with the taste of my nether regions. It was miserable. It was disgusting. As tears rolled down my cheeks, I prayed for that moment to end. Slop, slop. I tried to pull my face away, but the orc clenched my head tight in his grasp. I might as well have been trapped in a vice. I shook my limbs, flailing my arms and legs in the air, but this abhorrent kiss still continued. Determined to let this carry on no longer, the priest finally managed to prise the spear from the wall. Then he thrust the spear into the back of the orc, who was engrossed in forcing his tongue down my mouth. The wounded orc turned his head and his long tongue slid off mine. Yeah! Die! 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 Filled with rage, the priest stabbed the orc again and again and again, but the orc's hide was thick. Though the priest's stabs managed to draw blood, not one of the wounds was fatal. Should have gone for the head. That's enough! Just run! I opened my mouth, now sticky with the orc's saliva, and tried to tell the priest to run. That hurt! Then the orc swung his fist faster than I would have thought his hulking body was capable of. The priest was knocked back several feet by the impact of the punch. His body lay crumpled on the ground, unmoving. The orc had claimed yet another victim. If only I had run faster and managed to cry out for help, then perhaps this poor priest wouldn't have died in vain. But forgive me! It's all my fault! Yeah! Now we're gonna fuck! I can't wait any longer! I'm gonna stick my cock in your pussy! That's literally how it's written, guys. I won't let you get away with this! That's what they all say! Ooh, most of the women I've raped said the same thing at first. But by the end, they were grinding their hips by themselves. I'm sure you'll be the same.
There's
no way I'll go along with your desires. Once again, I found the strength to pull myself up to my feet. As I prayed for the priest whose soul had ascended to the kingdom of heaven, I continued to run deeper into the church. I only hope that the faithful all managed to escape from the church. As far as I knew, this attack on the church consisted of only the lone orc chasing me. But if there were more, then they might be committing the same inhumane act with which the orc had threatened me. Oh, granter of prayers. If the orc molests and kills me, then so be it. But please, spare the lives of the others. I was out of breath and my legs were as stiff as boards, but I kept running. This is... All of a sudden, I found myself within the Hall of Eden, the chamber of the god tree, Sephiroth. Oh, mighty Sephiroth. Remembering how my body had been violated only moments ago, I stopped in my tracks. Just as I attempted to leave, there stood the orc, blocking my exit. The orc began to shuffle slowly towards me with his spear in hand. There's nowhere else for me to run. I'm going to die here, aren't I? With the orc before me, I was prepared to die. But I was a princess. Even on the brink of death, it remained my duty to protect the people. I let the strength slip from my legs and fell.
お願いがあります。
I have but one request. I was kneeling before the orc's feet. What? Let me hear it! Wow. I mean, Lacey wants to hear it, right?
私のことをどうなさっても構いません。純血を奪われ、その後、生きたまま食べられようと構いません。
You may do whatever you wish with me. Even if you rob me of my purity and eat me alive, I do not mind.
ですがどうか、この町に生きる人々を傷つけるのはおやめください。
I only ask that you do not harm the people of this city any further. Are you stupid? The orc thrust his genitalia before me. A dark red protrusion curved up towards the roof. It was thicker than my arm. A stench wafted from it so putrid that it made me gag. I caught you. You lose. Losers don't get to complain to winners. But the orc slapped my cheeks with his foul-scented penis. He struck my right cheek, then my left cheek, one after another. His penis felt hot enough to scald me, and a clear liquid began to ooze out from the tip. The orc started to laugh yet again as he smeared the liquid all over my face. I'm gonna rape you. I'm gonna rape you and I'm gonna come in ya. And after that, I'm gonna rape and eat all the nuns in here too. Such a wicked smile spread across his face. I realized then and there why it was why... Excuse me. I realized then and there why it was we called them monsters. A monster does not listen to reason. In that moment, I understood the difference between human minds and values and theirs. Finally! Finally, I'm gonna fuck you! Slurp! Spread your legs, my precious! I'm gonna rub it in that nice fresh hole! The orc stretched out his hand towards me. But at that moment... Ah! Before the orc could push me to the ground, a sudden gust of wind blew around me and sent the orc flying away. Ah! The orc smashed against the stone wall of the chamber and heavy chunks of debris collapsed on top of him. I stared in astonishment at the pile of rubble that now buried the orc alive. Huh?
今の声は、それに魔物が。
What is that voice? What happened to the monster? Unable to comprehend what just occurred, my lips began to tremble. It defied all logic, but that same voice echoed within my mind once more.
私は長きにわたってあなたのような人の子を待っていました。私の力が突き放る前に、この禁断の力全てを授けるに値するもの。まさか、この声。
The voice. Is that you, almighty Sephiroth? I could not believe it, but no more could I deny it. It was an astounding, majestic voice. The divine tree sparkled with a faint glow. My skin prickled, and I knew I had just experienced a miracle. The orc was trying to crawl out from the rubble. It's still alive! I was trembling with fear. But that quiet yet clear voice offered me a choice. I will fight and live. But I was powerless. I wasn't even capable of defending myself, let alone anybody else. But... If I choose to accept this power, then perhaps I could prevail over the enemy before me, and perhaps even stronger, greater foes. Almighty Sephiroth.
その絶大な力は古いものによって善にも悪にもなり得るでしょう。禁断の
This forbidden power? You don't mean the knowledge made taboo by the church, because of course the church wouldn't do things like that, right? And you wish to grant me this power? There's one condition. Trials? To a mortal... Oh, well. Eden's Ritter. Name of the game.
What strange power can you use magic? No more holding back. I'll snap off your arms, rip off your legs, and fuck you and eat you. And then eat you and fuck you.
No. The orc roared with fury. I felt afraid. But this was no moment for fear. I needed to make a choice. I had to seize the power. The power for which I so desperately yearned. The power to fight. I choose to accept. Almighty Sephiroth, goddess of the tree, please grant me your strength. Please give me the power to become a knight of paradise, to defeat the monsters and to protect those for whom I care most deeply. A brilliant light descended from the divine tree. As my body was enveloped in that bright light, I felt the power flowing into my very core. Is this... The power was incredible, almost frighteningly so. Having lived a life so blessed with peace, I simply could not comprehend the sheer might of this power. This was Sephiroth's power, the power of Eden, the forbidden power deemed taboo for generations.
Oh no!
If I accept this power, it might... This power might be beyond my control. Just as Sephiroth had forewarned, it could consume me and transform me into a demon. But if I could control it...
Sephiroth-san, I accept this power.
Almighty Sephiroth, I humbly accept. Your powers, your trials, I accept them all! Then in this moment, be reborn. Well, okay. I shall! The words came to me naturally, and as I basked within that warm ray of light, I cast my gaze upon my foe and let out a yell that not even his furious roars could drown out. Almighty Sephiroth, oh forbidden knowledge! Let me protect the ones I love! Lend me your forbidden power! Eden's Force Overload! Oh, the light is... My robes began to glow, turning into particles of light that rearranged themselves into a new form. At that moment, a tremendous power surged through my body. The power of Eden. Oh, cool. My piety fills my heart. My magic girds my spear. Forbidden armor wards my flesh. Eden's Ritter Lucifer stands before you. Though I may be deemed a sinner, I shall protect the ones I love. I surrender myself to this sacrilege. Incredible! I can feel the power building up deep inside my body. I tightly grasp the spear within my hand. Though I had never fought in all my life, I somehow understood how to use it. And all at once, I felt the knowledge of magic made taboo by the church flow into me. This was but one of the forbidden secrets now mine. So this is the forbidden power, a fragment of the divine will. With this, even I can... I glared at the lust fiend before me. Behold the piercing light of my enchanted spear, Luminarch. With this divine power and the protection of my spear, I shall vanquish you, foul beast. She transformed? No, I gotta escape. You will not escape. I kicked off the ground as I charged towards the orc. Although I had been afraid mere moments ago, astonishingly, I felt no fear. In fact, I felt reinvigorated, as if I were capable of accomplishing anything. I could feel the power surging within me. With this strength, I can fight. The orc contorted his body, trying to dodge, but my spear found his shoulder. Yeah. The spearhead glowed luminously deep in his flesh. Its light began to purify the orc and destroy him. The orc let out a scream, but I showed him no mercy. Two priests had lost their lives at the hands of this beast, and he had no doubt caused anguish to countless others. In order to relieve those poor souls from their suffering, I could not show him any mercy. This beast would pay for his sins. Oh, holy flames of purification! Noble Ignis! I fired my spell towards the back of the orc as he attempted to escape. The taboo knowledge of sorcery, a power of slaughter and destruction, disdained by the church as the deadliest sin. Not even the magic of the greatest sorcerer could match the formidable energies of Eden.
Gah! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
The flames which shot out from my hand began to burn the back of the bulky orc. But the fierce flames did not stop there. They continued to spread along the ground, burning like the fires of hell itself. Incredible! So this is the wicked power of the forbidden knowledge!
What is this magic? Ah, it burns! It burns!
You're still alive? You certainly are persistent. I was startled by my own words. So this is what it felt like to have power. To wield the right of judgment over life and death. I felt invigorated. This sinful, dangerous sensation ran wild within my heart. I mustn't let this power consume me. I realized that I was getting carried away in the heat of battle, and I quickly tried to get a hold of my senses. This had to be part of the test. To wield this power, one must be prepared to bear the responsibility and make certain sacrifices.
Must escape!
At that moment, the orc threw himself out of a moonlit window and fled into the night. I told you before, you shall not escape. My body grew as light as if I had wings. On closer inspection, I found that I really did have wings. Beautiful, pure white wings, like a swan's. I flapped those wings, and flying faster than I had ever run, chased after the fleeing orc.
It's a monster!
It came from the church. Oh, what's going on?
Get out of my way!
The orc had reached the plaza. People started running for their lives. I had to defeat him before he caused any further harm. Everybody, get out of here! Oh, where's that voice coming from? Look, up there in the sky, is that a bird? Is that a human? No, wait! An angel! Huh? Ah! How heavenly she is! The mighty Sephiroth must have sent her for us! Ah, please save us from this beast! Wicked soul! Enemy of humanity! Repent for your unforgivable sins for eternity in the forbidden darkness! As my spear began to charge with energy, a light started to grow at its point that shone brighter than the moon. This is the forbidden power, the power of paradise. The destructive power of Eden's energy was rolling through me. It's time to end this. With my spear fully charged, all that remained was to plunge it deep into the wretched beast.
Majesty, Luminous Judgment!
And with a single flap of my wings, I dove towards the earth with the speed of the wind. May you be pierced by the light and disappear! The orc was unable to escape from my spear. But before the spear had even made contact, the blinding light purified the orc, turning him into ash in an instant. I won! I could have sworn it was a dream, yet the warm wind blowing against my face soon reminded me that this was indeed reality. She killed the orc with such ease! Incredible! She's an angel! A living angel! Suddenly I became aware of my surroundings. I had noticed in all the excitement, but a crowd had gathered in the plaza despite the fact that it was night, and all of them were looking up in astonishment at me. Their surprise quickly turned into cheers of joy! Thank you, Guardian Angel! This angel must have been sent by the mighty Sephiroth herself! She's our savior! but this power was one the church forbade. If the people were to discover that I was in possession of it, not even I, the princess, would be exempt from retribution. The kingdom of Ellerald would be condemned by the other nations. Well, can't you just defeat all the other nations? That's probably not what you're supposed to do, though. At the very least, it did not appear that anyone present recognized me as Princess Cecily, heir to the throne.
Tei-sama! Tei-sama!
Hey, Angel! Angel!
Tei-sama!
Angel! Angel! I have to get out of here! And with that, I flap my wings and soared high into the sky. Wow, that was pretty cool. Phew! After making certain the orc was no longer a threat to the city, I flew high above the rooftops and towards the castle tower which contained my bedroom. I entered through my open window and at long last was safe to change back to my normal self. It seems that I am able to reverse the transformation if I say a silent prayer. Something I had pondered over as I was flying back to my room was the fact that the citizens did not seem to recognize me while I was transformed into Eden's Ritter, Lucifil. At first, I thought that people simply did not know what I, the princess, looked like, but now that I thought about it, I recognized the nun who saw me fighting against the orc. If she were able to recognize me, then she would surely have called out my name. Yet the nun, like everybody else, thought that I was an angel. It's a relief that nobody realized who I was. But that's not to say that everybody will be so easily fooled. I'll have to be more careful next time. I shudder to think what might have happened had my powers worn off immediately after defeating the orc. The people would have demanded answers and found out that my strength sprang from forbidden knowledge. All that would await me then would be my downfall.
I
cannot let them find out. I was a crown princess of the kingdom and a priestess of the church. Though these powers might be a divine gift, if the church found out that I was in violation of its doctrine, I would no doubt be executed. I mean, I don't know how they would do that. You just turn to the angel again and... yeah. Well, she says here that the scriptures tell us of a priestess who was driven mad after coming into contact with the forbidden powers and was executed on suspicion of being a witch. I mustn't let anybody know that I possess these powers. I stared at the palms of my hands and clenched them in the fists. Even though I only wish to protect the ones I love with these hands, though these powers might be forbidden, though this magic might be sacrilege, though I might be committing a terrible sin, with this strength I could protect them. What's weird is, like, the holy tree Sephiroth is literally in that one room, and the priest can literally go over there and say, "Oh, holy tree Sephiroth, did you indeed give Cecily these powers? Yes, I communed with her and gave her the powers. Oh, okay, since you're responsible for writing all the scriptures and everything, like, okay, I guess it's okay and we won't consider her a witch because you're like the thing we believe in, and since you gave her the powers, it's all good, even though you wrote some stuff a long time ago that was against it, but I guess you're not now. And because you're a god, you can change on a whim, and that makes sense, and boom, 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 boom. And there you go. It's all fixed. I fixed all the fucking plot holes that quick. Come on, Japan. You can do better than this. Until now, I was incapable of doing anything but watching from afar. But now I had the strength to help the people, just like Noin. I placed my fist upon my chest. Ba-boom, ba-boom. My heart was beating like a drum. My desire for strength had finally been answered. My mind and my body could not contain the excitement.
Sephiroth-sama mo oshiraretetta.
Not only that, but it's the powers of... of Sephiroth. It's literally the powers of the god. The mighty Sephiroth said that I may be the one capable of controlling your powers. Then I must live up to her expectations. I will not let this power consume me. I know another way that you can deal with this. You're like, okay,
So here's the thing. If you want to call me a witch, I've just summoned like 40 million orcs, and they're going to rape and destroy the entire village. Like, everybody's going to get raped. Men, women, it doesn't matter. They're orcs. So you can either let me defeat them, or you can execute me and completely be raped and the entire village just burned down. Alright? That sound better? Oh no, but this is sacrilege. Do you want to be raped by 40 million orcs? Like, I don't know. Let me be the writer here. I used to write fiction. Come on. The sense is not making, guys. It's hard for me to suspend my disbelief on this one. I knelt down before the moon shining through my window and made an oath. The sound of footsteps echoed throughout the empty hall. The room took on a somewhat eerie atmosphere of night. At night, devoid of people. There was Archbishop Rudolph proceeding towards the far end of the hall. It was unusual to see the recently appointed minister of the kingdom without an attendant at his side. He stopped before a large portrait and muttered a few words, at which point the painting within the gold frame vanished. In its place, there remained only an empty void. From one angle, the void appeared to be jet black, and from another was pale white. This inexplicable abyss contained within the enormous frame seemed to span endlessly, and without so much as a second thought, Rudolph stepped through the frame and into the void. It was evident that Rudolph had entered this void numerous times before. Beyond the picture frame was a mysterious, unknown realm. The air was thick with a menacing atmosphere. Candles flickered in the darkness, their faint glow revealing an enchanted circle painted on the floor in a dark red substance. The decadent robes of the Archbishop hardly seemed to fit the sinister atmosphere of the place. To see the man who held the highest position in the church of the holy capital of Sephiroth standing in this wicked place seemed like an outright contradiction. But it makes sense when, you know, it's an outer gate. I have been expecting you, Master Rudolph. Yeah, so the Funbag Fantasy people said, hey, you know what? So we're really freaking good at making chicks with large breasts. So we're going to take all the girls from Eden's Ritter and we're going to give them the Funbag Fantasy treatment. Just because we can. Because why not, right? Get a good story and you get giant tits. What's wrong with that? Hey, it's a win-win. Win-win. And yet here in this mysterious chamber stood another seemingly out-of-place figure. Have I kept you waiting long? Not at all. In fact, I only just arrived here myself. The woman dressed in black robes spoke with a soft smile. For a mere nun, she seemed to be adorned with rather exquisite jewelry. Her hair, which peeked out from beneath her veil, had a delicate wave and a brilliant shine which only added to her beauty. A necklace bearing the symbol of the Ellerordian faith was draped across her chest. Her robes struggled to conceal her well-endowed figure. Is that so? Good. You do understand the current situation, don't you? I do. The lust fiend which hid within the capital and assaulted Princess Cecily has been eliminated. And what do you surmise of this, Luxuria? See, they knew about it anyway. They executed that woman and they knew about the power in the first place. I am certain that the power of Eden's Ritter, has been reawoken. Well, see, they knew all this shit. As do I. I believe that Divine Tree, Sephiroth, has chosen the fair princess to inherit her divine powers and that the princess has accepted them. Rudolph raised his hand and out of thin air a vision appeared before him. A scene of the orc who had escaped from the church being vanquished by Cecily, who had become Eden's Ritter. The citizens in the plaza were clapping and cheering upon Cecily's arrival. And amongst the crowd was Luxuria, the same woman who was standing there before Rudolph. How should we proceed? Shall we expose that Princess Cecily has come in contact with the powers forbidden by the church and have her executed?
Such a bloodthirsty proposal seemed almost absurd coming from the mouth of a nun such as Luxuria. However, Rudolph's face expressed no surprise upon hearing this.
So shitai no wa yamayama da ga, ima sore wa deki. Watashi no habatsu ni kumi suru seiryoku ga ooku natta to wa ie.
Oh, he wants to be king. As much as I would like to, I'm unable to do so. Although the influence of my followers is growing, we are still outnumbered by the faithful believers of the princess. If we were to have her executed, we would only encourage Noeen to lead a riot. But our plan was to have Princess Cecily killed at the hand of the Lust Fiend while the Illyrardian Holy Guard were away. Then seize the opportunity to win over the followers of the royal family and take over the kingdom in one fell swoop didn't seem to go as planned, did it? Not even I can eliminate the Knight of Paradise, wielder of the power of Eden so easily. Curse you, Sephiroth, you really spoiled our plans. It wasn't until that moment that the expression upon Rudolph's face finally changed. Deep wrinkles formed upon his brow, and he let out a low groan. Luxuria, on the other hand, began to smile upon seeing Rudolph so displeased. Ah, Master Rudolph, there's no use in complaining about what has already come to pass. You may be right, but to think that all these years spent working towards overthrowing the kingdom could come to naught as well. Oh, Master Rudolph, how could you of all people say something so weak? It may be true that the birth of a Knight of Paradise has put a wrinkle in our plans, but if you think about it, this, in fact, could be to our advantage. Our advantage, you say? Precisely, the Knight of Paradise, Eden's Ritter, is the sworn enemy of us Lust Fiends. It only stands to reason that this would be a hindrance to us. However, the one who was chosen was Princess Cecily. She may be in possession of formidable power, but she's incapable of controlling it. Then it would be easy for us to steal it from her, you say? Rudolph stroked his chin in contemplation. Precisely, Master Rudolph. This is not just any power. This is Eden's energy, a fragment of the power of divinity itself. The goal of our religious order, the Xenobides, is to open the gates of hell and summon forth the king of the Lust Fiends. And the power of Eden's energy would be more than sufficient to accomplish our goals. Depending on how we proceed, this may not hinder our plans, but in fact help us accomplish them even sooner. Rudolph waved his robes as he laughed maniacally. I see. This really is to our advantage. Then let us incorporate the powers which Sephiroth has so kindly bestowed upon the little princess into our plans.
この世界では十分に力を発揮できませんから。
But in order to do so, Master Rudolph, we shall require a pawn. As you well know, I cannot make full use of my powers in this world. Do you mean to imply that you've already selected a candidate? Why, of course I have. And with a snap of her fingers, a red mist began to rise within the center of the enchanted circle painted on the ground. When the mist cleared, there stood a man. It's you. Yes, it brings me great honor to join even the lowest ranks of the almighty Zenobite Order. A gentleman was one of Cecily's loyal vassals who was present in the war council and had spoken in favor of Noi in embarking on the expedition. You wish to join us and betray the princess whom you've served under for so long? Humans truly are such immoral creatures. Does that not make you the same, Master Rudolph? You're not wrong there. The man standing in the center of the enchanted circle had a bewildered expression on his face as Rudolph stepped towards him. Very well. I shall use the secret arts to grant you with the powers of the lust fiends. Okay. Then you shall attack Princess Cecily and rob her of her powers. Attack her? Isn't it obvious? You're going to rape her.
Right?
You shall claim the princess by... not her vitality. You shall claim the princess's virginity and spill your tainted seed in her. After that, she will relinquish her divine powers and you shall take them from her. You want me to do it, Princess Cecily? If you don't think you can do it, we can always ask somebody else. No, let me do it! Allow me to rape the princess! The man's trousers began to bulge as he begged. His eyes shone and a repulsive smile spread across his face. disgusting. Humans never hesitate to betray one another to fulfill their own desires. That's what I love about them. Then let us proceed with the reincarnation ritual at once. From here on, you shall be reborn anew. Rudolph raised his staff and began to recite an ancient spell. The enchanted circle started to flicker with an ominous glow. I'm gonna do it with Princess Cecily, that voluptuous little minx. Please give me the power. Just you wait, Cecily. I'm gonna hold your body with all my might. Open the gates of hell and come forth, my demon brethren. Use this peasant as your vessel so that way me, excuse me, so that we may build a world for the lust fiend king. When Rudolph finished chanting, the entire room was bathed in the purple glow that began to emit from the enchanted circle. Though you may be a lust fiend capable of terrifying power in the demon world, to summon you directly into this world would only strip you of your powers. However,
Zenobite
But if we make use of the incarnation ritual, the sacrilegious ceremony passed down by the Zenobite Order. The silhouette of the man floated within the purple haze and began to change shape. Large wings burst from his back and teeth were replaced with rows of jagged fangs. His bones became contorted and his muscles began to engorge. Incredible, incredible! Excuse me, simply incredible, my whole body has become so powerful! So this is the power of the Lust Fiend.
A bat
demon?
The
incarnation ritual is complete. Your body is now fused with the soul of a bloodthirsty bat demon summoned from hell. You shall hereby be known as Xeno Monster Xenobat. Yeah, it would be my pleasure.
さあ行け、ゼノバット。セシリー姫を思う様にお熟し、力を吸い取ってくるがいい。
Now fly, Xenobat. Ravage Princess Cecily to your wretched heart's content and absorb her powers. Clearly this bat's gonna be the one to pop your cherry. Rudolph then casts a spell to transport Xenobat to the holy capital of Sephiroth.
ゼノバットの視界はこの水晶玉とつながっています。どうやらうまくあちらの世界に送り込めたようですね。
This crystal ball would allow us to look through the eyes of Xenobat. It seems he has made his arrival to the other realm in one piece. Luxuria giggled as she stared into the crystal ball.
では我々はここで楽園の騎士が汚されるその感
じ。 Then why don't we indulge in the defilement of the Night of Paradise from here?
楽しみですわ。汚れなき乙女の顔が苦痛と快感に歪む光景は
I cannot wait!
何者にも変え難い娯楽。
Few sights are as delightful as seeing the face of an innocent virgin writhing in pain and pleasure. And with that, a wicked, salacious demon was sent on the hunt for Cecily, now Eden's Ritter, the savior of mankind. Cecily, the chosen holy priestess. Eden's Ritter, Lucifer, the knight of paradise. I thought it was Lucifer. The hour at which she must fight to protect her people and sacrifice their purity in the process drew near. Okay, this is where we're gonna end it for now, guys. Alright, so I went a little over, but yeah, things are getting interesting and I'm actually getting into this on a story level. This is kind of good. If those of you who are familiar with our fun bag videos, you know there is a story there, and there seems to be a story here. I thought this was going to be a straight Nukage. Like, you know, just a whole bunch of monster non-con and shit. But, doesn't seem to be. Seems like there's a overlapping story, and it's got just as much meat as any fun bag story does. So, I'm actually really glad I picked this one up. I picked it up for $5. It was on a special sale when it first came out. So, I'm glad to have it and its sequel, and I'd like to go through these, kinda. So, we'll see. We still got two more weeks of October. Yeah, I know it's Thursday, but we still got some time. Oh. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, today is actually Friday now, but we still got time, guys. We got two more weeks, so I might go ahead and try to put some more of these, since I haven't been able to do a lot because of different things. I'm just going to try to see how much of this I can get through, because I want to get through this one. And of course, I also want to go through some other ones that I had planned. At least some Gore Screaming Show, because we used to do a lot of that during Halloween, and we haven't done any of that yet. So we definitely need to do some Gore Screaming Show. And of course, we have a surprise on Friday. Special surprise on Thursday. Thursday night, we've got a special surprise. I can't wait for that. You guys probably already know what it is if you checked out my X page, Twitter, whatever. Because I talked about it like a while back. But now we can finally do it and I can't wait to give you that.
But we're going to try to do some more dead days. And just going to see how much of this I can do again. But I don't think I'll be going back to... what was it called? The other game by this developer. The one where... I mean, it's pretty hardcore. It's a little older. And again, I have to play it through a window. Because I can't record it any other way. It's just one of those really old games that doesn't work very well with OBS. So, basically, I'll give you some of the videos that I've got up previously, if I still have them, and I'll put them up here. And maybe we'll do a little more of that. I might have to, like, record it and put it up later, something like that. We've also got some specials that I'm going to do for the next 2 weeks. I'm going to actually try to do this. I didn't do this week, but it finally came out. I've got it now. And it really won't matter too much because we're nowhere near that part. But we're going to do a game that I haven't done in a long time. That's pretty popular. One of my favorite games. And it's not an Arrowgate. It's an AVN. So you guys will see that as well. Along with our monster party. You know, Monster College. Not Monster Party. Monster College and Lust Academy. We're going to definitely continue those. Alright guys, so I'm out and I will see you next time. Okay.